In yesterday's Sicha, we began discussing the Gemara Brachos and Daf Kaf Aleph, references the mitzvah Birchas HaMazon and the Chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaMazon clearly is a din daraisa. The Torah tells us, V'achalta v'savota, v'irachta v'es Hashem Elokecha. And in that context, the Gemara cites Birchas HaTorah, the Pasuk in Devarim Lamed Beis Gimel, the beginning of Parshas Hazinu, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havogoda L'Elokeinu. What exactly is the basis of that Rasha, Kishem Hashem Ekra? When you look in Rashi, Rashi explains the Gemara as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Kishem Hashem Ekra. That means when I recite Birchas HaTorah, Atem Ta'anu Amen. You answer Amen to that bracha in order indeed to be Yotze. And therefore, the reference to Birchas HaTorah is really the Resha Dekra, Kishem Hashem Ekra. That means Moshe Rabbeinu reciting Birchas HaTorah. Another possibility, if you look in the Marsha in that sugya, this is the Pirush of the Charedim and the Yerushalmi, maybe a very, very different possibility, that Kishem Hashem Ekra is not referring to Birchas HaTorah, that's referring to Esek Batorah, Esek Batorah. And the Sefer Dekra, Havogel Elokeinu, means that when a person is Osek Batorah, one is obligated to recite Birchas HaTorah. The reference to Birchas HaTorah is the Sefer Dekra, Havogel Elokeinu. Why would one argue that that's true? Kishem Hashem Ekra is a reference to Esek Batorah? So the answer is absolutely yes. Because after all, when a person is Osek Batorah, one is invoking the Shem Hashem. When you look, for example, the Ramban, his psicha to his Pirush al HaTorah, the Ramban writes something so magnificent that Yesh Lano Kabbalah Shel Emes, Kol HaTorah Kula Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have such a Mesorah that Torah is Shem Hashem. Torah is Shem Hashem. And the Ramban writes that should be understood in a very literal way. The Ramban writes, if one will be privileged to the secret, that you will take all the letters of the Torah and you will spell out the various Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any missing, without any additional letters. There's a perfect correspondence between Torah and Shemos of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban writes that lest you think that this is esoteric Kabbalah, Ramban writes the stunning Chiddush. That's why every letter of a Sefer Torah is critical. If you have an extra letter, you're missing a letter, the Sefer Torah is puzzle, because you've broken that correspondence between the Kedusha of Sefer Torah and Shmos of Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban is absolutely mafurish that this applies even to Chaseros v'Yaseros. One perhaps could distinguish, this is a Ben Chaschinuch in the last mitzvah, Mitzvah Taryag, when Chaschinuch discusses the final mitzvah of the Torah, the mitzvah of Ksifa Sefer Torah, a lengthy diyun in Shagasarye, that Min Chaschinuch and others, that why is it that the mitzvah of Ksifa Sefer Torah is not often fulfilled? What exactly is the nature of the mitzvah of Ksifa Sefer Torah, the rush in the very beginning of Hilchos Sefer Torah? Could it have anything at all to do with the following? To what ability do we have to write a Kosher Sefer Torah? Why would one argue that that's true? Because, you know, we're not certain as to the placement of certain letters. The Gemara writes, Lo bekinim b'chaseros v'yaseros. We're not certain as to whether a vav belongs here, a vav belongs there. And maybe that could possibly indicate that, you know what, that we're going to rely on a chazaka, but, you know what, really, Mikra Adin, is it so clear, the Sefer Torah that I write is going to be a kosher Sefer Torah. Wow. And the Min Chaschinuch discusses there in Mitzvah Taryag, is it really so obvious that you have an additional letter, a missing letter, that doesn't change the meaning of the word, chaseros v'yaseros? We pronounce the letter, the word exactly the same, whether it has a vav, whether it doesn't have a vav. Would that render a Sefer Torah as basal? And Min Chaschinuch suggests a beautiful chiddush that, you know, if the missing or additional letter changes the meaning of, yeah, that's true, that affects the Kedusha Sefer Torah. If it doesn't, then that would not be the case. And that could be an important measure. You know, that's what the Beis Yosef writes, for example, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah. The Baal Kori goes ahead and makes a mistake. When do you have to correct? There is an extreme shita of the Sefer HaManig, where the Sefer HaManig writes that Kriyas HaTorah is Talmud Torah Barabim. And even if, you know what, the word is not pronounced as it should, maybe that's not considered to be Li'ikuvah. And the Baal HaMagen writes the Chiddush that don't correct the Baal Kore, unless he says something that's blasphemous. You know, he's reading the Pasuk of Kriyashma, And instead of Hashem Echad, he reads it as a resh. You have to scream, because that's Mechari from Agade. But short of that, don't correct the Balkore. Well, the Rambam writes, no, you correct the Balkore even for Dikta Gosios. Rav Soloveitchik quoted B'Shem Reb Chaim, that means even Trup as well, not just simply the pronunciation of the words. And you know what Beis Yosef writes? That it really depends. Did the mistake change the meaning of the word? You know, if it's a difference between an S and an Ace, no, don't embarrass the Balkore. But if it's something that changes the meaning of the word, absolutely yes. What the Beis Yosef writes when it comes to Kriya Sefer Torah, Menchas Chinuch writes when it comes to the Kedushas Sefer Torah, that if there's a word that is misspelled and it changes the meaning of, that's considered to be significant. And that's why the Gemara can have in Sanhedrin, for example, the Hosugya of Yeshim the Mikra, Yeshim Masores. The Gemara can have drushas daraisa that are based on vavs. No, when it comes to Dalet Mut, meaning kapos and kapas. When it comes to zrikal gamahim izbeah, karnos and karnas, or totafos and tatfas. What do you mean? If the Gemara says we're not sure as to the placement, how can you have drushas daraisa that are based on these vavs? Menchas Chinuch writes, those vavs are going to change the meaning of the word. Whether you say kapas or kapos or karnos and karnas, how many zrikos indeed do you require? But if you have the word Aram, which is spelled with a vav or without a vav, Menchas Chinuch writes that's not liguva. We're referring to Aron HaKohen, whether it's Reish Nun or whether it's Reish Vav Nun, and that would not affect the Kedusha of Sefer Torah. I would just add a beautiful Chiddush, but against the Ramban. The Ramban writes that the infinite significance of every letter of Sefer Torah is not simply because of the meaning that it imparts, but rather because the Torah aligns with Shmos of Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban is Mufurish. If you're missing a letter, an additional letter, and you break that correspondence, the Ramban is Mufurish, even Chaseros Viseros, that will render Sefer Torah as being Pasul. And no doubt that's stunning. That means that Torah, Chumash, is considered to be Shmos of Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you look in the Gemara Barachos and Dafav, the Gemara says when a person sits and learns, realize that that evokes a sense of Hashras HaShechina. The Shechina is there with you. How do you know that that's true? The Gemara quotes the Pasuk. Kol HaMakom Asher Azkir Hashmi Avoy Lecha V'Ravticha. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you mention my name, I'm there. Esek B'Torah Azkir Hashmi. It doesn't just simply mean in the course of learning you may come across the Shem Hashem and you mention the Shem Hashem. It means that the Esek B'Torah is considered to be Shmos HaShel Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Ramban writes. The name of Chazal, it's Mufurish and Medrash. That's the Marshan, Brachos and Dav Chaf Aleph. That's the Charedim and the Rishami. That is the Drasha Daraisa of Birchas HaTorah, of Kishem Hashem, Ekrov HaGadol Keinu, Esek B'Torah, Azkor Hashem Shemaim. That requires a response. Just like the Sug and Yuma, Daf Lamed Hei, Daf Lamed Zayin. Imagine you hear a Kohen Gadol say the Shem Amforosh. You're not going to respond. It's not going to evoke some type of response. What do you mean? Hakoni v'am. You're going to say Baruch Hashem Kvod Malchuso. How do you know that that's necessary? Ki Shem Hashem Ekor Havogel Elokeinu. It's amazing. The same drasha in Chazal. When you mention Azkara Shem Hashem, it requires an appropriate response. That's true most obviously when it comes to Shem Amforash, and that's true when it comes to Esek V'Torah. Because Esek B'Torah is considered to be Azkar Hashem Shemayim. And therefore, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godol Elokeinu, that is the basis of Birchas HaTorah. And I mentioned yesterday that Ramban, Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Hosafos, Mitzvah Tezvav, where the Ramban is very disturbed. Why does the Rambam not count this? Why does the Rambam not have, as one of the Tariq Mitzvos, Birchas HaTorah? The Rambam has Birchas HaMazon, and the Gemara seems to equate Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaTorah. So therefore, why is it that indeed Birchas HaTorah is omitted? And therefore, the Ramban writes clearly that is an independent mitzvah. And the Ramban stresses an independent mitzvah as opposed to what? Maybe one could argue as follows, that it's not mentioned in Sefer HaMitzvos. That certainly is true. But in order to be included in Taryag Mitzvos, you have to meet many, many, many conditions. No? That's the Shorashim in the Ramban, Sefer HaMitzvos. There are 14 Shorashim. If you're missing any one of those 14 conditions, the Rambam writes, it is not to be counted in Sefer HaMitzvos. Well, so the Mabit writes twice in Kriya Sefer. The Mabit writes in the Psicha to Kriya Sefer. The Mabit writes in Perak Yud Beis HaFilchos Tefillah in Kriya Sefer. that, you know, when you learn Sefer HaMitzvos, you're going to come across many examples where there's machlokes in the Ramban, but the Mabit questions us. Don't rush to conclusions. Don't say that the one who counts it holds his daraisa, and the one who omits it holds its only a din derabana. That's true. That's the very first shoresh. Dinim derabanan do not belong in Tariag Mitzvos. That's true. But there are 13 other shoreshim. So just because the Rambam or the Ramban omit does not necessarily mean that they hold it's only a mitzvah derabanan. Because you can omit for many, many other reasons as well. And the Mabit gives you the example of Birchas HaTorah. He gives you the example of Birchas HaTorah. The Rambam does not count Birchas HaTorah. You really mean to say it's only a din derabanan? That's why the Rambam doesn't count it? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. You know, when you look further in Sefer HaMitzvos, you're going to have Shoreshit Beis, Shoreshit Gimel. You know, when you have different parts of a mitzvah, when do you count Chelkei HaMitzvah Bifnei Atzmo? And when do you count Chelkei HaMitzvah as a single unit? And Mabit suggests the following. You know what the Chiddush of the Rambam is that there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. No, that's mitzvah Yid Aleph in Sefer HaMitzvos. And Talmud Torah uvirchoseha is not considered to me two independent mitzvahs. Two independent mitzvahs. But Birchas HaTorah is considered to be part of the Pratei HaMitzvah of Talmud Torah. So it's true, there is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether this should be counted independently. But it's not a machlokes as to whether Birchas HaTorah is deraisa derabanan. The Rambam Shita could very well be its deraisa, and I will tell you, this is mefurish in Sefer HaChinuch. In what sense? Because the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tav Lamed, that's the Mitzvah Birchas HaMazon. There the Sefer HaChinuch realizes Birchas HaMazon is highly unusual, because that's a bracha, which is deraisa. And the Sefer HaChinuch writes, where else do you have this? You only have it when it comes to benching, and you only have it when it comes to Birchas HaTorah. Black and white. In Sefer HaChinuch, Birchas HaTorah is a din daraisa. In the Sefer HaChinuch, Tariag Mitzvos, do you have Birchas HaTorah? The answer is no. The answer is no. The Sefer HaChinuch typically, in here, follows the Rambam. He doesn't have it as a mitzvah. But Mefurish in Sefer HaChinuch, it's a din daraisa. Why is it that it's not included? Sefer HaChinuch does not elaborate, but it's Mefurish in Sefer HaChinuch. It's a mitzvah daraisa, which is not counted independently. Poshup Shat, like the Mabit, that's considered to be part of the Pratei HaMitzvah, the Chelkei HaMitzvah of Talmud Torah, Talmud Torah u'Birchoseha. And this already is a possibility mentioned in the Ramban. That Ramban in the Hosafos and Tesvav writes the following, this should be counted as a separate mitzvah. And don't argue, the Ramban writes, that no, it's only Chelik Mechelkei HaMitzvah of Talmud Torah, and it's one mitzvah of Talmud Torah u'Birchoseha, because I'll bring you two rayas that should not be the case. One raya, the Ramban writes, is from Havas Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim. Havas Bikurim, Mikra Bikurim. Guess what? The Rambam counts it as two separate mitzvahs. Kuf Chafei, Kuf Lamed Beis. Two separate mitzvahs. Two separate mitzvahs. If the Rambam would argue that Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim is one mitzvah, you know what I could argue? The act and the recitation are all considered to be part of Chelek Mechelke HaMitzvah. And maybe one could argue that when it comes to Talmud Torah as well, the Esek B'Torah and the Amira, the Kriya, the Bracha on Esek B'Torah. But once you see the Ramban writes that the Rambam splits Bikurim, so why would you argue that Bikurim are split and Talmud Torah Berchosa is one? That would be a stira, that would be inconsistent. So therefore, do not argue that it's considered to be a single mitzvah of Talmud Torah Berchosa. Wow, that's one right that the Ramban agrees. All right. Then the Ramban brings another raya. You look at that raya and you question, is that such a raya? Is that such a raya? The Ramban writes, I'll give you another case. You know what that case is? That's surprising, surprising. Mitzvah Nun Vav, that's the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin, that's the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzayas Mitzrayim. The Rambam counts Korban Pesach and Sipri Yitzrayim as two separate mitzvahs. Well, obviously, no? You'd really think that Korban Pesach and Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is one mitzvah? Obviously, no. And if the Rambam counts Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim and Korban Pesach as two different mitzvahs, that would mean Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah also has to be two separate mitzvahs. Wow, that's like a stunning raya. You know, Bikurim, I would say, that's a good kasha. You know, I have to think about that. I have to think about that. What's the difference between Havas B'Mrik Bikurim as Talmud Torah Birchos? I understand. Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim and Korban Pesach. Really, you would think that really should be one mitzvah. that really should be one mitzvah? If I were to ask you, Bizman Azeh, you tell me we don't have Karim Pesach. The Sipri Yis Mitzrayim is a din daraisa, independent of Karim Pesach. That sounds so striking that the Rambam thinks that fact, that the Rambam counts Karban Pesach and Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim separately, sheds any light whatsoever on Talmud Torah and Birchas HaTorah. Talmud Torah and Birchas HaTorah. You know what I would tell you? That yes, it does shed light on how the Ramban understands the nature of Birchas HaTorah. The nature of Birchas HaTorah. What type of bracha is it? What type of bracha is it? If you hold its daraisa, that's a good hint, because after all, if it's daraisa, what type of bracha do you have, mi daraisa? What type of bracha is there? We could shoot to assume this might be a din in Yerushalmi, but Tzipei Safran has a lengthy discussion. Does the Yerushalmi agree with the Poshub Shat and Bavli that Birchas HaMitzvah is only a din drabanan? A bracha on a mitzvah is drabanan. A bracha on a mitzvah is drabanan. A Birchas HaNenin, we assume is a din drabanan. No, even the Gemara suggests a kavachomer, kishu soveim avara, kishuav lo koshkein. The Gemara has in brachos lamed hey. The Gemara has later in brachos many makoros for a birchas anenin. But at the end of the day, we assume that a birchas anenin is a din drabanan. A birchas hamitzvah is a din drabanan. If you're telling me that there's a concept of a bracha daraisa, what exactly is that hagdara? That hagdara. The only type of bracha I have daraisa, birchas hamazon, a birchas soda. And it's not coincidental that the Ramban writes what's true of birchas hamazon is true of birchas haTorah. They're both considered to be a birchas soda. You're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mazon, and you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Ramban is mufurish, mamad har sinai, kabbalah haTorah. Wow. In other words, the Ramban is not assuming that Birchas HaTorah is a straight bracha on Talmud Torah, on Talmud, to the extent to assume that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah on Talmud Torah. The Ramban is assuming that certainly is not the case. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah based on the Pasuk of Havogod L'Elokeinu, that's a Birchas HaMitzvah. If that's the Makor and that's a Din D'Oraisa, and the Gemara compares it to Birchas HaMazon, it means it's a form of Hodah. It's a form of Hodah. So recognize that Esek Batorah and Birchas HaTorah do not have a straight, direct connection. Of course, in the broadest sense, they're related, they're the best of friends, but a Birchas HaTorah for Kabbalah HaTorah and Esek Batorah, that should be one mitzvah. That should be one mitzvah. The fact that a person is obligated to do, and you're obligated to engage in Hodah, that should be counted as a single mitzvah. I would tell you that fits in beautifully with the Ramban's Raya from Bikurim. Because, of course, there's a mitzvah of us, Bikurim. And you know what? It's true that there is a chiyuv of Hodah. Mikra Biturim from beginning to end is kulo Hodah. But Hodah and Havas Bikurim, if you're going to argue that that's considered to be, in that sense, a mitzvah in that way, so why can't you argue the same thing is true when it comes to Esek B'Torah and Talmud Torah? And since Esek B'Torah, Talmud Torah, Birchas HaTorah really are not the same Mechayiv, that's why the Ramban writes that I would then extend it to Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim and Karim Pesach, because those are not absolutely two independent mitzvahs, that they're absolutely independent. Is that really true? You know, there's a stunning Gemara, Pesachim Kuf Tezayin, where the Gemara says the following. Rabbi Yosef was a Saginar, he was blind. And the Gemara suggests that maybe one who is blind is exempt midaraisa from the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the Pasuk says, Bavur Zeh. You know what Bavur Zeh means? Something that you can see, you can eyeball, you can perceive, you could perceive. Bavur Zeh. And therefore, maybe one should argue, Summa Potter Milomar Hahagada. The Gemara raises a stunning kasha. How can that possibly be? How can that possibly be? After all, Rav Yosef, how can that be? Didn't they lead the Seder? Didn't they lead their Seder? And if they led the Seder, and they were motzi acherim in the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, it must mean they were obligated in Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Rosh Hashanah Chavtes if you're not a mechuya b'davar, in a motzi esrav dechavasa. You know what the Gemara asks? Something stunning. You know what the teretz of the Gemara is? Kasavar matzah bizman hazed rabbanu. Kasavar matzah bizman hazed. That's the matzah bizman hazed rabbanu. Matzah bizman hazed rabbanu. No one was being yotzei the mitzvah of matzah de shemei akone. No, we're talking about sipri tzias mitzrayim. And the Gemara answers kasavar matzah bizman hazed rabbanu. You know what you see from the Gemara? Something unusual. That without the mitzvos halayla, there's no mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you don't have the mitzvos halayla, you don't have Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't have Karban Pesach. We don't have Marad Araisa. If you're going to argue that there's no mitzvah of Matzah Midaraisa, Matzah also is only Hechsher de Pischa, not only is Matzah only Darabanah, but you know what? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim also is not going to be Darabanah. Because you cannot have a mitzvah sipri yetzias mitzrayim without the mitzvos, without the mitzvos. Wow, that's something which is stunning. And many rayas regarding the shiluv, the relationship of the mitzvos halayla with sipri yetzias mitzrayim. The Rush writes in Shulis that, you know why? There's no brach on sipri yetzias mitzrayim because you recite a brach on the mitzvos halayla. The mitzvos halayla that covers sipri yetzias mitzrayim. That's very unusual. Yeah, that Pashur Shat is the framework of the Ramban. Well, of course, sipri yetzias mitzrayim is related to the mitzvos halayla. That's true. But you know what? You're going to tell me, yeah, but that's an indirect relationship. I understand that's the case. Yeah, but the Ramban writes, realize that's also true of Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah. Because Birchas HaTorah is not directly chal on the Esek B'Torah, according to the Ramban. It's a Birchas Hodah for Kabbalah HaTorah. And if you're going to argue a Birchas Hodah for Kabbalah HaTorah is one with Talmud Torah, you know what? That means that even that tenuous connection is going to be enough to label it as mitzvahs as opposed to shtei mitzvos. Then you know what? I would say the same thing is true when it comes to the mitzvahs of Pesach, and the same thing is true when it comes to Bikurim. Bikurim as well. It's an important possibility. How would you distinguish between Bikurim as opposed to Talmud Torah and Esek HaTorah? Here also I would argue, maybe indeed there's a difference. Maybe one could suggest as follows. Is it so obvious that the connection between Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah is such an indirect connection? When it comes to Mikra Bikurim, Ravas Bikurim, you know what I would tell you? A person offers his Bikurim. And you know what? I'll tell you the following. The Torah insists that, you know what? When you do so, you know, a farmer toils. And all of a sudden, you know, that the crops grow. And he recognizes everything as a result of Hashkachas Hashem. And he takes the Bikurim and he brings it to Mikdash. Wow. So in such a case, you know what I'm going to tell you? That's an appropriate time to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Bikurim. You know what the Parsha Bikurim is? Unusual, no? Aramid Oviyavi, the history, the destiny of Klal Yisrael. You know what I would tell you? It's not that the Mikra Bikurim is Chal Al HaBikurim, but rather, you know what I would tell you? The Torah says that it's appropriate to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every experience b'shas havas bikurim. B'shas havas bikurim. And that would mean it's two separate mitzvos. The timing of hodah, a person could give hodah every moment of each day. Why is this an auspicious time to give hodah? You know what the answer is? Because it's a marker. It's a milestone, no? You get up to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu at, you know, at an incredible simcha. Now, you know what? Whatever it is, the hodah is only chal on that particular event. That's an appropriate time too, but clearly it's an independent kiyum. That, the Rambam writes, are two separate mitzvahs. Even though it's true that the most appropriate time to render hodah is b'shas hava, but it's not part of the kiyum of hava. Mashen came, one could suggest that's not true, Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah. It's not just simply, it's appropriate to recite the bracha at the time that one learns. Maybe one could argue there the relationship is much, much, much tighter. That, you know what, that the bracha is so directly related. It's chal al halimud. And the limud is essential. The limud is essential. Why would you say that that's true? Because does everyone agree with that Ramban? that Birchas HaTorah is just a Birchas Hodah for Kabbalas HaTorah. Maybe one could argue that's not true. There is a much clearer link between Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah than just simply it's an appropriate time to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Mamad Har Sinai. For example, the Rabbi Shonan maintained clearly, and that's the Psak of the Gon in three places in Simei Mem Zayin, that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah on Talmud Torah. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah on Talmud Torah. Not just simply a Birchas Hodah thing Kadosh Baruch Hu for. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah on the act of. I wouldn't say that's true of Mikur Bikurim and Havas Bikurim. But if one is going to argue that yes, that this is a bracha which is necessary, and it is chal on the Limud HaTorah, maybe one could argue that's considered to be a single kiyum. Or the Chiddush, the Brisker Rav quotes, B'Shem Reb Chaim, Perakid Aleph of Hilchos Brachos, that you know what? If this is a bracha daraisa, and it's based on a gzeres hakosuv, kishem Hashem ekra, maybe it doesn't fit in with the typical hagdara of a birchas hodah, or a birchas hanenin, or a birchas hamitzvah. This is an island unto itself. When the Gemara asks, how do you recite birchas HaTorah? The Gemara doesn't evoke the typical makoros for bracha. The Gemara says, a pasuk of kishem Hashem ekra, habugol elokeinu. And what exactly does that mean? Rav quotes B'Shem Reb Chaim, that you know what? Kishem Hashem Ekra, Cheftza Shel Torah demands, Havagod L'Elokeinu. A person is about to invoke the Shem Hashem, you know what? Oh, there's certain conditions, there's certain requirements. One is, Havagod L'Elokeinu. The Cheftza Shel Torah demands, Havagod L'Elokeinu. And that is a unique din d'oraisa when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaTorah. With this, after all, the Biskra, B'Shem Reb Chaim, discusses the following. The Mechaber writes in Simem Zayin, Nashim Avarchos Birchas HaTorah. Women recite Birchas HaTorah. Why exactly should that be? And how do you understand? How do you translate that Mechaber? Nashim Avarchos Birchas HaTorah. They must or they may. They must or they may. They're obligated or they can. They can. You know what? A Chiddush. The Magen Avraham writes, Nashim Avarchos Birchas HaTorah, Poshav Shat means they must, because after all, because Shechayavos Lomo Dinim Shalahem, because there is so much that a woman has to learn. A woman does not have the obligation of Talmud Torah per se, but you know what? The Lomo Amanas Lasos, the woman has to know, right? So many chelkei ha-halacha. So in such a case, of course, a woman is obligated to learn in order to know. Otherwise, how do you have Shemir Shabbos? How do you have Karshers? How do you have Taras HaMishpacha? That's what the Magen Avraham writes. Chayav oslim odinim shalahem. The Gon is very bothered. The Gon writes, really, really, that's the basis of an obligation too. That is a mitzvah in and of itself. It's true, it's a necessity. Maybe one could be magdar as a hechsher mitzvah. In order to do this, I have to do that. That certainly is true. But that's the mitzvah. After all, the Gon writes, v'kro kotzavach. The pasuk says, limata masam es b'neichem, b'neichem, v'lomen oseichem. Women are exempt from the root mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And the Gon writes the following Kiddush. Therefore, if women are exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and birchas HaTorah is a birchas HaMitzvah, you know what nashim avarchos birchas HaTorah means? Women may, not women must. Women may, not women must. Wow, that's what the Gon writes. Which is not at all simple, because this is a mechaber. This is a mechaber. Nashim Avarchos Birchas HaTorah. And the sheet of the mechaber, no, Perek Yud Zayin, Hilchos Tzitzis, no, Simen Yud Zayin, Hilchos Shofar. The mechaber writes that, what do you mean? Einu Metzuv Yoseh does not recite a bracha. The Rambam, Perek Gimel Hilchos Tzitzis, Perek Gimel Hilchos Mila, the Ram does not have a bracha on Einu Metzuv Yoseh. The Rambam writes Chiddushim. Now, a woman cannot go ahead and recite a bracha in the mitzvah she's among grandma. And then the Rambam writes a Chiddush. A tum tum and androgynous cannot recite a bracha on a mitzvah she's among grandma. Wow. A woman cannot recite a bracha on a mitzvah she's exempt. And a mitzvah cannot recite a bracha. And even though a tum tum and androgynous is chayiv, because Safek gave Safek Isha and Sveika Darais Lechumra, but you know what the Rambam writes? You can't recite a bracha on Sveika Darais Lechumra. Sveika d'rais l'chumra means you're obligated to do the mitzvah, but don't recite a bracha. So tum tum and androgynous, safek ish is obligated in all mitzvahs man grama, but because of sveika d'rais l'chumra, But halachud v'halachud. That's what the Rambam writes in four places, that if you have a suffet when it comes to a mitzvah, you know what the psak of the Rambam is? You must perform the mitzvah, svekin derayis l'chumra, but don't recite a bracha. Don't recite a bracha. That's what the Rambam writes is true. Perk yedalef al-chashchita. You do shchita v'koy. Are you chayv in kisi adam? You know what the Rambam writes? Of course. Svekin derayis l'chumra, but inom avarech. Don't recite a bracha. Oh, the Rambam writes, that's shmini atzeres. You have a suffake, you have a suffake. You know what? You're obligated to sit in sukkah, but don't recite a bracha. Wow. The Rambam writes that Shmini Atzeres is not unusual. That's the norm. That's the norm. But Makom Safek, do, but don't recite a bracha. And an unusual Rambam, Perek Beis, Lachi Gimel, Ochus Kriya Shema, where the Rambam has one exception. Safek Kara Kriya Shema, Safek Lo Kara. You know what the Rambam writes? Choz Vakore. You have to say Kriya Shema again. Umevarech Lefano Lachareha. Wow. Not for now. No? The Rambam in four places writes, I split the mitzvah and the bracha, but not when it comes to kriyashma. There, the mitzvah b'shlemusa is kriyashma v'rchoseha. And therefore, makam safek, you recite b'rchos kriyashma as well. Well, it's an important Rambam. That's stunning. No, but that's the psak of the Rambam. So the Rambam writes that eina mitzvah yotzei does not recite a bracha. Even safek doesn't recite a bracha. So that's pshat and mechaber. Nashim v'rchos b'rchos hatar means eina mitzvah yotzei. So the Brisker Rav writes, B'Shem Rav Chaim, that no. You know what you see from the Mechaber? That Birchas HaTorah is not the Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not the Birchas HaMitzvah. And therefore, you don't have to be obligated in Talmud Torah to recite Birchas HaTorah. Why do you recite Birchas HaTorah? Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. When a person is Mazkir Shem Shemayim, Shmosim Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. So a woman goes ahead and does that. No, that's not called Kishem Hashem Ekra? That's not called Kishem Hashem Ekra? That's not considered to be Chefzer Shel Talmud Torah? Obviously it is. Regardless of obligated or not, that doesn't meet the bar of Kishem Hashem Ekra. Of course it meets the bar of Kishem Hashem Ekra. And therefore, Nashim Avarchas Birchas HaTorah means they must. Not that they must. Bir Halacha Simem Zayin, two deos. Now, can a woman be Motzi a man in Birchas HaTorah? What's the starting point? If you assume that Nashim Varchas means women must, so the starting point is, yes, Mukhuyabadavar. According to the Gaon, it means Enamut Siviyasa. Enamut Siviyasa cannot be Motzi anyone in such a Chiyav. Now, how can women Motzi men in Birchas HaTorah if they're not obligated in? Perkei Yosef writes, even if we're Chayish that Sveika Dereis L'Chumra means that a suffix in Birchas HaTorah means you're obligated to repeat the Birchas HaTorah. Berkei Yosef writes, not for women. After all, it's not even clear that women are obligated in Birchas HaTorah at all. The Gaon writes that Nashim Varchas B'Torahs Einam Mitzvei Yoseh. Oh, so the Chiddush of Reb Chaim, that this is an unusual form of a bracha. This is a bracha on Kishem Hashem Ekra. Shem Hashem Ekra. Cheftza Shel Torah requires a bracha. You know, if I were to ask you, you're about to lean, you have to recite a bracha. Is it so obvious that's because there's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah and the bracha is a birchas ha-mitzvah on the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah? You have a bracha on Haftorah. That's because there's a mitzvah of Haftorah and the brachas are birchas ha-mitzvah on. You know what I would tell you? Very, very simply. No. Kishem Hashem Ekra means you're about to go ahead and have a Kriyas HaTorah that demands a bracha. There is an etziv meshev davar simen tezayin. Fascinating. That tshuva was sent from Cincinnati to the Netziv. Take a look at that tshuva. You know, they had a hachnasa sefer Torah, like an American shayla. So obviously, what do they want to do at the hachnasa sefer Torah? They wanted to start leaning. Leaning on Sunday, because they're having a big hachnasa sefer Torah, you know? So the Netziv discusses in that tshuva, is there anything wrong with that? And are you allowed to recite a bracha? Or is there anything wrong with leaning without a bracha? Leaning without a bracha. Oh, that's where the Netziv writes the Shita Yerushalmi. Kishem Hashem Ekra is Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur. And it will be a bittel essay. Wow. To lane B'Tzibur without reciting a bracha. It's not that, what's the downside? So lane without a bracha. What do you mean? The Netziv writes that's a bittel essay. Chiddush Shita Yerushalmi of Birchas HaTorah B'Tzibur B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah. Wow. And therefore, no. do not recite a bracha, and do not lane without a bracha. That's like a fascinating possibility. There are different minhagim, different times of the year that some have of a kriya satar without a bracha, sometimes Mishneh Torah, sometimes Parshas HaNesiim. No, they're different minhagim of sometimes the Nitziv writes, he thinks according to Yerushalmi, you know, that's not problem-free. A kriya satara bitzibur without a birchas satara. But if I were to ask you, what is the nature of the birchas satara? It's a birchas hamitzvah and a haftara. Or you know what I'm going to tell you? There's a tindaraisa, kishem eshemek rav gulu lokeinu. And you know what? Chazal said, not only kriya satara, you're going to have a kriya midivrei navi, that also is mechayiv abracha. Not necessarily as a birchas hamitzvah, but I would tell you, like the starting point of Birchas HaTorah, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havagol Okeinu, the Kriyas HaTorah, the Cheftu Shel Torah, Shem Hashem, that demands a bracha. And that's true for men, that's true for women, regardless of whether. I would say the same thing is true according to the Ramban, in the sense if this is a Birchas Hodah for Kabbalah HaTorah, only men, and not women. I would argue, if I like the Ramban, one could explain the Mechaber Kepshuto, that if there's a Din Daraisa that you're obligated to recite Birchas HaTorah as a Birchas Hodah for Talmud Torah, why should that be limited, right, to men, women, if it's for Kabbalah HaTorah, not as a Birchas HaMitzvah on Talmud Torah, but a Birchas Hodah, especially for Kabbalah HaTorah. Women also obviously are included, not B'Torah's Einu Mitzuvah V'Oseh. Is there any raya to assume as Reb Chaim that somehow Cheftza Shel Torah, okay, you'll tell me, I need a raya. That's what the Pasuk says. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. Shem Hashem Ekra means Havagol Elokeinu. But you look at the Gemara Brachos Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara sounds very unusual, very unusual. You know what? The Gemara raises the following question. What type of limud demands Birchas HaTorah? Oh, Rav Huna says something, it sounds so unusual. Only Mikra. Only Torah Shebichsav. Not Torah Shabbat. That sounds very unusual. Really, Birchas HaTorah should be limited to Torah Shabbat. Why would you assume that's true? Oh, you're right. Now the Gemara continues. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rava. Different deos. Okay, different deos. What was Rav Huna? Why Rav Huna? Only Mikra. And the next step of the Gemara, maybe Medrash. Mikra and Medrash. Yeah, you don't recite Birchas HaTorah and Torah Shabbat. And all of a sudden, Rava's Mechadesh. Oh, Torah Shabbat. Torah Shabbat requires Birchas HaTorah. Isn't that obvious that Torah Shabbat would require Birchas HaTorah, only Torah Shabbat. And I'll tell you even a further ha'ara. We paskin obviously, no, like Rava. Torah Shabbat requires Birchas HaTorah. But ask you the following, why is that true? So Rashi and Rabbi Yonah give different biurim. Rashi writes because Torah Shabbat is Iker Horah. Ikar Hora. How do you understand Torah without Torah Shabbat Peh? So of course Torah Shabbat Peh demands a bracha. When you look at Rabbi Yonah writes just a very, very different nuance, but I think it's very, very telling. Rabbi Yonah writes that of course Torah Shabbat Peh requires the bracha. Why? Because you know what Torah Shabbat Peh is? Torah Shabbat Peh is just simply a pirush of the Psukei HaTorah. Wow. You know what you see, according to Rabbi Yonah, that in principle, the starting point, the Muskel Rishon, is like Rav Huna. Birchas HaTorah is Torah Shabbat. You're going to apply it to Torah Shabbat Peh? You have to explain to me, why would you do that? You know what my answer is? Because Torah Shabbat Peh is not in a vacuum. Torah Shabbat Peh is a pirush of. The Pasuk says, Lo sasach ha-melacha. And if you don't know Shabbos Memtes, you're not going to know what that pasuk means. So you have to know what the definition of malacha is. When I know this is the definition of malacha, you know what that is? That's a biur of lo sasach ha-melacha. That's what Rabbi Yonah writes. You know, but that seems to presuppose, in principle, you're right, that the bracha should only be chal on Torah Shabbat. Elamai. What do you think you're doing in Torah Shabbat? Oh, and those are the gradations. Maybe that's true of Medrash, which is Doreish HaPasuk. Or maybe that's true of Mishnah. Is that really true of Talmud? And Maskan is yes, even Talmud is considered to be Biur Psukei HaTorah. But why would the starting point be that it's only on Torah Shabbat? You know what I would tell you? I would tell you, yeah, Reb Chaim. If you're going to argue that, you know, the Shita Dagon, the Shita Tosas, and Brachas Daf Yin Aleph, that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah and Tamei Torah, you would really think that Torah Shebichsav and not Torah Shebapeh? You'd really think that that's true? You'd have to justify what right do you have to recite Birchas HaTorah and Torah Shebapeh if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah? If it's a Birchas HaMitzvah? If you're going to argue as Reb Chaim, what do you mean? Kishem HaShem Ekra. Shem HaShem Ekra applies to Shem HaFarash. Yom HaLabed Hei, Yom HaLabed Zayin. I'm going to tell you a Chiddush. Kishem HaShem Ekra applies to Torah. Because the Ramban, no. Shmosav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shmosav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. How does that relate to Torah Shabbat Peh? How does that relate to Torah Shabbat Peh? If it's a bracha and chefza shel Torah, you know what? I would just tell you the following as a mashal. There is a Shulchan Aruch Harav, for a base of Achastam Torah. A person learns, and he's like clueless. No, he really doesn't understand the Pirush HaMilim. He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand. Now, is that a keem of Talmud Torah or is that not? Asik b'tor without Havana. Asik b'tor without Havana. Not that, you know, you get stuck on a detail. Without Havana, without Havana. Shulchan Aruch writes a stani chiddush. You know what? Maybe there's a difference. Torah shebichsav as opposed to Torah shebapeh. Torah shebapeh b'li Havana. Torah shebapeh b'li Havana. What exactly does that mean? Torah shebichsav b'li Havana. You know what? He was mazkir Shem Hashem. He was mazkir Shem Hashem. In the course of doing so, you know, he, Torah shebichsav, the Torah shebichsav is the chefza shel Torah, it's the Dvar Hashem. So you know what? That is something of significance and meaning, even if one would not understand. Obviously, ideally, Havana, Havana. But without Havana, it's not. But what does it mean, Torah shebapeh b'li Havana? So that's the Chiddush that the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes. I will tell you the following. We're talking about a bracha and chefza shel Torah. Chefza shel Torah. Very mistaber what Rav Huna says. The Torah shebichsav. And anybody who's going to argue, no, we can expand. You know how that expansion works? That expansion works because the Torah shebal peh is a pirush of the psukim. So this is called Shem HaShem Ekra. Because if the Torah says you have to be Shomer Shabbos, and I'm telling you what Shmir Shabbos entails, that's called Kishem HaShem Ekra, but only because I connect the dots, not independent of. The Gaon I mentioned in three places assumes that we should treat the halacha Birchas HaTorah as a Birchas HaMitzvah. Number one, Nashim Avarchas Birchas HaTorah is only in a mitzvios. Number two, the Mechaber writes the following, HaMaharher B'divrei Torah Eino Tzarech Levarech. Hirhur B'divrei Torah does not require Birchas HaTorah. You know who screams? The Gaon. What do you mean? What do you mean? Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah and Talmud Torah. There's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah al yedei hirhur. Al yedei hirhur. The Gaon writes the following. What do you mean? V'heg yon libi. V'gisa b'yom v'layla. Ikar higayon is b'leiv. Ikar higayon is b'leiv. V'gisa b'yom v'layla. That requires amira. That requires a form of amira. The Gaon disagrees with the Mechaber and assumes that, what do you mean? Hamaharher b'divrei Torah, absolute tzarech levarech. I will tell you that also the Shita say. If it's a birchas hamitzvah, and it's all dependent on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, for women it's in mitzvah yoseh, but the mitzvah of Talmud Torah would expand even to her as well. And not so surprising, today's in Tosas Brachas Yud Aleph, how essential is it to learn after you recite Birchas HaTorah? Is it appropriate? It's appropriate. No. How essential is it? Reciting Birchas HaTorah without learning, is that like reciting a bracha on a Tilas Luv and Esrog and not being no to Luv and Esrog? Do you know what the Gaon writes? Yes, yes. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah and Talmud Torah. And therefore, you better recite Torah, after you recite the bracha. It's not just, you know, it's appropriate. I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Kabbalah HaTorah. You know, people can be very effusive in their thanks. Why don't you just do it? Do it, you know? Learn. Now you're reciting a bracha, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. You know what I'm going to tell you? Immediately, be Osek B'Torah. It's appropriate. The Gaon, not merely appropriate. It's vital. It's essential. The bracha is hanging without that sense of limud. So the Gaon writes, "Mi ikar hadin." Birchas HaTorah demands limud. I would tell you all three piskei hagadon. No shita say. Now, nashim, and hirhur, and limud. Yeah, oh, because the Gaon writes clearly it's a Berachas HaMitzvah. A Berachas HaMitzvah. If it's a Berachas Hodah, maybe one argue, of course, women can recite. And why would I distinguish and hear her as opposed to other forms? Or is it essential after the Berachas Hodah that you have to learn? It's fitting, it's appropriate, essential, to the point that I would argue it's a bracha shenotzrich if one does not learn afterwards. Not necessarily. That's a fascinating dion in terms of the nature of Berachas HaTorah, and I'll tell you the following incredible nafkamina. Tosus already starts discussing this bracha stuff, Yud Aleph and Beis, as follows. What are the dinei hefsek when it comes to Berachas HaTorah? Berachas HaTorah. I recited Berachas HaTorah already. And there's a hefsek. Do I have to recite Berachas HaTorah again? What happens if there is no hefsek? What happens if there's a hefsek in the middle of the day? What happens if a person is up all night? Would I argue, you know what, if there's no hefsek, why would you be reciting another Berachas HaTorah? Is Berachas HaTorah bound by the typical dinei hefsek? That's Tosus' kasha. Why is Berachas HaTorah any different than sukkah? I go in and recite a bracha leishe b'sukkah, and I leave my sukkah. When I re-enter my sukkah hours later, I have to recite a new bracha. I had breakfast in the sukkah, so you don't have to recite leishe b'sukkah on lunch. Why would that be? So Tosa says, why is Berachas HaTorah any different? When it comes to Berachas HaTorah, if you're mafsik, that should demand a new bracha. So Tosa sets an incredibly high bar. Tosus writes, you know what? Hefsik. You leave your sukkah, you're detached. Huh? You close the sefer, you leave the basement, you're detached. That's that aspirational Tosus. No? Brachas yiraf habeis. La'olam enum yayish daitomen. Hefsik. There never is a hefsik. No? How can there be a hefsik? Right? Just because you're not actively learning, all of a sudden you're detached. Wow. That's what Tosus writes. And you know, diunim, simem zayin, you know, okay, a person's asleep, a person sleeps, also is he, you know, still, enum yayish daitomenu, where do you draw that line exactly? But you see, according to Tosus, you know what, in principle, Tosus says that what governs a new Berachas HaTorah, the dinei hefsek. Wow. Let's assume, no, that you know what, this is, let's say like the Ramban, the Torah says there's a din daraisa of a Berachas Hodah for Esek Batorah or for Kabbalah Satorah. I'll ask you the following question. How often is that fulfilled? How often do I do so? So maybe this is a Yesod. It requires other Marmakamos. Time is short, but maybe I'll tell you a Kiddush. The Stipler writes, no. That you know what? If you have an ongoing mitzvah, and the Torah doesn't tell us how often to fulfill this mitzvah, there's an ongoing mitzvah of davening. You know what the Rambam writes? You know what that means? Mitzvah seseli yisfala b'chol yom. Once a day, each and every day. Maybe that's an incredible yisod. But you know what? If the Torah tells you there's a mitzvah, it doesn't tell you do it here nor there. You know what it means? Once a day, each and every day. You know what? Kes mishnas beforish. Merakeyev elchos yisori haTorah. That the Torah says you have to put on tefillin. And let's assume Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. Laila rov rishonim assume is man tefillin midaraisa. How often do you have to put on tefillin? Do you know what the answer is? Like always. Yeah, but is there a minimal shear? You know, a person who wears tefillin 5 hours on Sunday, and he just does that, 5 hours every Sunday. Another person wears tefillin, what do you mean? For 45 minutes every day? You know what? That's the same. 5 hours a week. Kesemishra, it's absolutely not. No. There's a chi of daraisa, of tefillin, once a day, each and every day. Because, you know what, there's a mitzvah nachas from the Torah doesn't say exactly the shir. You know what that means? Once a day. You know what, I'll tell you the following chiddush. If there's a mitzvah daraisa, to daven that means once a day and every day. There's a mitzvah daraisa to recite Berachas HaTorah. You know what I'll tell you? Once a day, each and every day. Maybe one could argue the following. The zman of Berachas HaTorah means a daily obligation. And you know what? When the new day dawns, you're obligated to recite Berachas HaTorah. You were mafsik, you weren't mafsik. Why is that relevant? You know? I ask a person, why aren't you davening Shacharis? He says, because I was up the whole night. No, no. Why are you not davening Shacharis? I was up the whole night. There was no hefsik. I wasn't mafsik since Maariv. No, why would you say that that's relevant at all? The chiv of tefillah is not dependent on dinei hefsik. Wow, that's my focus. Rabbi Natan and the Rush. How relevant is hefsik when it comes to Birchas HaTorah? So the Rush writes the typical dinei hefsik. And therefore, if a person is mafsik bayom, you have to recite Birchas HaTorah. And if a person learns through the entire night, he does not recite Birchas HaTorah. Rabbi Natan, Shita, that's not true. If you're mafsik bayom, you don't recite Birchas HaTorah. But if you're up all night, you're obligated now to recite Birchas HaTorah nu, Kishem Hashem Ekro, Galokeinu. Wow, that's a pretty heavy deal. No, that's our Shavuos night, A person now, morning, but no hefsik. So in such a case, yes, no. Rabbi Kveger, here, Siv Mem Zayin. Rabbi Kveger, Siv Mem Zayin, Birchas HaTorah. You know what? You know you're going to be learning all night. Shavuos night, and you want to make the most of it, so you know what? Rabbi Kveger, you're going to take a nice nap on Erev Shavuos. You're going to sleep on Thursday to be up Thursday night for your learning. You know, Rabbi Kveger writes, Friday morning, Mimanav Shachir Chayvin Berichas HaTorah. Who would say you're not Chayvin Berichas HaTorah Friday morning? Rabbi Kveger writes, according to the Rush, you should have recited Berichas HaTorah when you woke up from your nap. The fact that you didn't do that doesn't mean Avar Zman Abatar Kabano, you're done. You're chayiv to say Berichas HaTorah. And according to Rabbi Natan, you're chayiv Berichas HaTorah on Friday morning. So Rabbi Kveger writes the following, a person who's Yoshin Bayom and Er Kol HaLayla, of course the next morning he's chayiv to recite Berichas HaTorah. Mimanavshach, right? That's Rabbi Kveger's Chiddush and Simon Mem Zayin. But I would tell you in broad strokes that, you know what, this is part of the heart of the issue of what is the nature of Birchas HaTorah. I would tell you as a starting in Birchas HaMitzvah, you know what, dependent on the Gidrei Hefsek when it comes to a mitzvah. If you're telling me it's a Birchas Hodah, certainly not. There may be that Chiddush of Rabbi Natan, the Ramban, that each Yom is Mechayiv, it's separate Bracha. And a fascinating deal, according to Rabbi Chaim, the Bracha on Chefza Shel Torah, what exactly would the Shir of Hefsek be when it comes to that measure of Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havogod Elokeinu? This is an important yesod in just understanding. And no doubt that our nusach of Birchas HaTorah contains many different themes. The Gemara says, Brachas Yiralaf Narminu B'kulu. You know, there is a sheet of the Levush, Simon Memvav, the end of Memvav, that cites the Gemara Brachas, Kohanen Elo Bracha Kilama. The infinite Hana that one gets from Esek B'Torah, that demands a bracha. Levush seems to couch it as a Birchas Hanenen. Wow, an interesting Chiddush. I would tell you the following. Aside from the technical Hagdara, but all three elements are certainly true. When a person is reciting Birchas HaTorah, he has to be mindful of the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, of course. Maybe that's exactly how we begin. Asher Kedushanu Mitzvot Tzivanu. And immediately we segle Vaharevna, Rabbi Natan Shita, Brachos Daf Memvav, that you know what? That's a single bracha. You know what that means? The Tzivui of Esek B'Torah and the Mesikos HaTorah are inseparable. Well, that's important. Rav Menahar. How can you separate? And Asher Bachar Banu, you know what I will tell you? That evokes the Ramban. Birchas Hodah for Mamad Har Sinai. You know what I'll tell you? This is kind of the mindset of the threshold of Shavuos, Esek B'Torah generally, and how do you tap into the experience of Zman Matan Torah Sein? You have to be mindful of the Tzivui Shabbat, the Mesikos HaTorah, and the Hodah that a person has. No, incessant Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Because He gave us the Torah Kedosha, and we're Mekabel the Torah, and in such a case that warrants a daily obligation of Shevach V'Hodah. That's the mission. The mission which is so beautifully expressed in the Chelkei HaBracha of Birchas HaTorah. Not so surprising. The Gemara says, Namrinu L'Kulu. Every element has to be recited. Tzivui, the Vaharevna, and of course that the Hodah that we experience when it comes to Shavuos, and typically every opportunity to be osek b'Torah. What's true of, right? Birchas HaTorah osek b'Torah is true of our mindset, our consciousness of what it means to be an Eved Hashem. And one has to value that incredible privilege. The privilege of linking into the tzivui that requires absolute amelus, the mesikas HaTorah, which is absolutely necessary. It's part of Rabbi Natam Shita and incessant Todat HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the schus of receiving the Torah Hashem. And that privilege is an enormous responsibility. Responsibilities of understanding what Birchas HaTorah means, and maybe not so surprising, as I mentioned yesterday, no? The Sugi Nedarim and Daf Pei Aleph, that if one doesn't appreciate Birchas HaTorah, it's Gorim Churban Habayis, Ama Avdaretz, V'hayim Mevarchin B'Torah Tchila, aside from technically, Daraisa and the nature of, but a person has laxity toward Birchas HaTorah, you know, it's a tragic indictment of one's connection to the Torah Hashem in the broadest sense. And that's what the Gemara says was the catalyst for the Churban Habayin. So who was us? As B'nai Yeshiva, as B'nai Torah, to see to it that we do whatever we can always, but especially during Shavuos, to hone one's vision, to be able to appreciate all elements of, and you know that's something which, aside from everything else, Bezrus Hashem is more incredible Schuyos and Rachamei Shamayim. But this is the opportunity that we have. So anyone who can possibly position themselves, be in the yeshiva, be part of the Kol Torah, to be able to be mishtatev, it's something that speaks to who we are, and Bezrus Hashem, that we should be zochet to experience the yantif zman matan Torah Seinu in the most appropriate possible way.